So this morning, I really wanted to preach on something totally different. But the Lord gave me, said, no, you're not going to go down that road. You got to go this road. So he wants me to tell you a story this morning. And the story goes something like this. There was once a young man. I don't even know if he was a young man or just an old boy. I think it was an old boy thinking he was a young man. About 17 or 18 years old. That had decided that he would do everything that he wasn't supposed to do when he was taught growing up. You know, just kind of got to that point in his life, things that happened and influences, and he thought, you know what? I think I'll just go this way. And so he started lusting after some of the things that this world has to offer. Anybody here ever been down that road or seen people that go down that road? Yeah, all of you are going, no, not me. So one day he was driving his Jeep, and he had a nice Jeep, and he saw another Jeep go by the other way, and it had a really nice new top on it, the new canvas top, and it was a Levi color. And he said, oh, that would be nice. And he thought to himself, man, I can't afford one of those, though. How can I connive my way into doing that, to getting one of those? I have insurance. He says, I have insurance. So he called up his best friend, and he says, hey, while I'm asleep tonight, why don't you take my key? Here's my key. Drive it clear out and somewhere nobody can see you and just thrash that thing. Just cut it to pieces so that when I wake up in the morning, I can say, ah, somebody's destroyed my Jeep, and I can turn it in for an insurance claim and I'll get my new top. So sure enough, he goes, he gives his best friend the key, wakes up the next morning, comes out, and guess what? The top to his Jeep is all cut to shreds. And he goes, let me claim this for an insurance adjustment or insurance claim. So he goes down to the insurance company and he tells them, he lies through his teeth, tells them what has happened, and he gets the new top, pays his $100 deductible, and they pay the other $300 because back then that's about all it was, because this was many years ago. But through the years it haunts him because he knew he did something wrong. But kind of as time goes by over a period of years, you know, even though it haunts him, it kind of gets to be where it's a dull haunt. Anybody know something like that where maybe you've done something, but it's been so many years past, you say, forget it, it's nothing. But then many years goes by, and he comes to know the Lord. And this little thing has stayed in the back of his mind all those years, that he needs to make it right. So one day he finally wakes up because the Lord has put on his heart that he needs to take care of this thing. And the Lord says, write out a check and go over to the insurance company and hand them a check to the insurance company. And he says, but Lord, it's not the same amount that I got. It's a lot more. And the Lord puts on his heart, yeah, well, $300 isn't worth what, or is not worth today what it was back then, so you need to make it more. You stole. And he goes, okay. So he goes in and sits down with the insurance agent, hands the insurance agent the check. He says, I got to give this to you, and confessed and laid out everything to the insurance agent, what he had done. And the insurance agent looks at him and goes, wow. I don't know how to handle this. It's been so many years. He says, I'm sure they're not going to take it. But the young man looks at him and says, it doesn't matter. I just can't keep it. Take it. Use it. Do with it whatever you want. Give it away. It's just not mine. And the agent looks at him again and says, are you sure? He says, yes. And then the agent looks at him and says, you're not the first person to come in over a period of years after they've done something and confessed that they have done something like this. He says, but you're the first one that's ever paid it back. And I said, well, I don't know if I paid it back or not. All I know is I can't keep carrying it. I can't keep holding on to it. And as you may guess, that young boy, or old boy, or young man was me. And this happened only about a week ago. And the story I have that Lord put on my heart, I go, Lord, I don't want to share this in front of everybody. I feel ashamed about it enough as it is. And here's what the Lord's put on my heart. He says, yeah, but people need to know to lay it down. You can't keep carrying the things that you've been carrying for so long. And you have to lay it down. Because Scripture says, and I'll just read it off to you here, is this. It says in 1 John 1:5, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And if we say we have fellowship with him and we walk in the darkness, we're lying. And we do not know the truth," basically. So if you walk in the light, as he in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not with us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. I knew, and I know without a shadow of a doubt, that Jesus Christ died for my sins and forgave me many, many years ago. But you know, sometimes we, even as Christians, we have this thing that's inside of us that we know we did something wrong to somebody, somehow. And sometimes it's those little things that keep us from feeling like, Lord, I can't move on until this is taken care of. And that's what he put on my heart. Now here, I'm not saying that this would happen to you, but this happened to me. And this is what the most amazing part about this story was this. He didn't put on my heart to give, and I'm not saying this to be braggadocious or to lift myself up. I'm not saying this at all. I'm saying, telling you this story to show you the glory of God and what God will do for you when we but obey his word when he gives us a word. God, I said, Lord, it's not $300. He had me give $1,500. That was a much bigger ouch to give. But I get back to the shop, my office the next day. I had no idea that my son had not billed out $1,575 worth of stuff. And the very next day, that came in. Coincidence? A lot of people say, yeah, that's a coincidence. I don't think so. Because $300 to $1,500? Why $1,500? Why not, Lord? Why not $2,000? Why not $1,000? Why not $1,300? But $1,500, and you put $1,570 right back in my account the next day? I just found that extremely amazing. And the funny part about it was this. I didn't even catch it when it happened. It wasn't until I got home that evening, and I went to my wife and I told Julie. I said, do you realize how much money went back in our account today? She said, yeah. I said, well, how much did I write that check for? And I just went, wow, Lord, how awesome you are. But I realized this, that we all have our sins that we had forgiven for us. True? We all have it. I mean, for some people to say, well, Marty, that's a mild sin compared to some of the stuff I did. And believe me, for some of the stuff I did, that's really mild too. Only in Christianity can you brag about how you used to be and that shows how much God has overcome for you. True? Amen. Isn't it true? Hallelujah. Thank goodness for grace and mercy. Because if not, I would be hanging up on that tree today. But you know, we were forgiven of our sins. And we know we're forgiven of our sins. But that doesn't mean that times we don't have to still bear the burden of that sin. True? If I happen to go out and I drink a lot and I go out and I get in an auto accident and it caused me to lose a limb, every day from that point forward, I am bearing the burden of what I did, correct? I'm bearing that burden. I am having to take care of it. I'm having to carry that burden, that load. Here's what else. It says in Galatians, for every man shall bear his burden. Our sins have been atoned for, but there's some times that God might say to us, you've carried it too long. You've been forgiven of it. I forgave it when you asked me to forgive it of you. Now it's time for you to lay it down and forgive yourself. It's time for you to lay your burdens down. What's that old song? Down by the riverside, where I'm going to lay my burdens down. I got to a point, I felt like, Lord, I can't get to that part, and I'm here because that sin that I did, although I know you forgave me of it, to me, it's a stumbling. It's a stumbling block. It's a barrier. It's a wall. It stands in my way between me and feeling like I'm worthy to get to that next point. And it's amazing that I've been up here preaching 16 years that you can become everything that God wants you to be. And we can. But it comes to a point where you have to say, enough's enough. I got to lay it all down. I can't go to that river and lay down everything and take up one rock. Because see, some of us carry pebbles around and some of us carry boulders around. We just need to leave those things. I can't promise you that whatever you have, if God gave me this message to give to you and he didn't let me to keep it to myself, I know there's somebody here today that is carrying a burden. Without a shadow of a doubt, I know somebody here is carrying a burden that it's time to lay it down. It's time to let it go. God sent his son Jesus for you a long time ago to say, you're forgiven. Hear my words one more time. You are forgiven. I no longer hold it against you. Go. Like he told the woman, just sin no more. Go. Be my disciple. Go. Be my light. It's time you've carried it long enough. It's not a long message, but it's a short and to the point. Let's just bow our heads for a moment. If you feel like that is you, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. I'm not going to have you call you out in front of anybody. But just say after me, Lord, I just come unto you right now, Lord. You know the burden I've held. You know the load I've carried within my heart. And Lord, I know that I need at this very moment to lay it down unto you, to confess it to you, and once and for all, get rid of it in my life. So, Lord, I'm asking right here, right now, to ease my spirit, ease my soul, dear Lord, so that I can move forward in you. If, Lord, if there is something that you want me to do to help atone for this or to make right by this, I pray right now that you give me that message, that I might go today, or if not today, then tomorrow, to take care of this and make it right. Because, Lord, I've lived too long. I've loved you too much to have something stand between me and you. Because, Lord, I know that you did not put it there, but it was by my own devices, Lord. So, Lord, give me that strength right now, I pray. And, Lord, we also come and ask for all those that are here today. Well, some of us carry bigger stones. Some of us carry smaller stones. But, Lord, I just pray right here and right now that we empty our pockets. Get rid of every little thing that's holding us down so that we might be able to receive your glory. For Lord, we ask all this in your precious and holy name. Amen.